Gemara Masechta Bechayrus Daf Yutes on the base, in analyzing the opinion of Yishmael in our Mishnah, who says that if an animal had a baby at a time that it could already be the second baby which was born to this animal, Rabbi Shmuel still concerned that maybe this baby that was born is a Bechor. So the Gemara asks, how could we explain that the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel is consistent with the opinion of the Chachamim that always follow Rav and aren't concerned for the Miyat? If so, here too, since Rav animals have an animal in the first year, any animal that was born after that time period should not be even a Suffolk Bechor. So the Gemara Daf Chaf Amud Aleph says, Ravina Amar Filu Taimuk Rabbanan, even if we'll say that Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan, says the Gemara, when does Rabbi Shmuel say, when did Rabbanan say, Kazlin and Basaruba, when do we follow Rav? The example the Gemara gave is that most Tanim are not individuals who can't have children. It's a physical reality. Ava Ruba de Tali B'maisa, such as our Gemara, which requires the animal to get pregnant, which requires an act of mating, and we have to be concerned that maybe that act didn't happen. There, the Chachamim don't follow Rav. And as the Chazon Ish explains, something which is the Minhag HaOlam, which is common, so that's a Rav we could always rely on. But something that requires an act, who says that that act indeed happened? There's a very interesting question, very relevant, L'Halacha L'Maisa. Does one have to check his tzitzis before he puts on his talis in the morning? The Rosh seems to hold that you do not have to put on, check the tzitzis every time you put them on. And the Bach says you can rely on a chazaka, that if the tzitzis were kosher, they remain kosher. It's only a midas chassidus, according to the Rosh, that one should check his tzitzis. Whereas the Bach holds that you can't rely on the chazaka, and you have to check the chazaka, and you have to check the tzitzis. And the Bach's point is, he says, just like in our Gemara, we don't rely on our Rosh, that's Tully in a Maisa. Here too, says the Bach, when we want to rely on a Chazaka, on a Cheskes Kashus of the Tzitzis, we can't rely on a Chazaka that's just dependent on a Maisa that the Tzitzis would put on properly. Because he explains that Rav is always stronger than Chazaka. So if our Gemara says that a Rav Hatoli B'maisa, as we just explained, is a weak Rav, certainly a Chazaka Hatoli B'maisa is a weak Chazaka. The Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim Simen Ches Sif Katan Yud Aleph quotes the Bach and doesn't understand it. He says, even though our Gemara indeed says that a Rav that's Tali in a Maisa is a weak Rav, why does that have to do with a Chazaka? A Chazaka, he says, is dependent. A Chazaka is dependent that I have to know what happened. So once I know that there were kosher tzitzis on this beged, that should be adequate, and I could be able to rely on that Chazaka and forever. So therefore, the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Bach and says that the Sfara, the Al Gemara, says that there's a difference between a roi v'atoli b'maisa and a chazoka, a roi v'atoli b'maisa, and a not toli b'maisa doesn't make sense. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ches Sif Tes says, "Kaidim shivarech, before somebody makes a bracha on the tzitzis, ya'ayim b'chutei tzitzis, he should check the tzitzis imhem ksherim, if they're kosher, kadesh shlo yivarech levatala." So as the Mishnah Berurah actually quoting the Magen Avraham says that the reason you're supposed to check the tzitzis, even though as the Magen Avraham just explained, we have a chazaka, why should we have to check the tzitzis? Says the Mishnah Berurah based on the Magen Avraham, because we're putting on the tzitzis and we're making a bracha, and there's a very serious issue always regarding making a bracha levatola, and therefore you can't rely on the chazaka in a situation where you maybe end up making a bracha levatola. Moreover, says the Mishnah Berurah, that here, again, the Magen Avraham says this word, it's a weak chazaka, because it's chazaka hasuya lishtanus, tzitzis tear. When do I rely on a chazaka where I don't have a reason to believe that there might have been a change in the status quo? But when I think that there might have been a change in the status quo, I can't rely on the chazaka. What will be the nafkamina between these two pshatim if I'm not making on a bracha? Most people don't make a bracha on the talis cotton when they put it on in the morning. They only make a bracha on the talis gadol when they put it on before davening. So if the pshat that we're making, checking the tzitzis, is because it's a weak chazaka, so every time you put on tzitzis, you should have to check the tzitzis. But if the reason you're checking the tzitzis is because of bracha levatala, so only in a situation where when you're making a bracha, then you should have to check the tzitzis. If you're not making a bracha, you need not check the tzitzis. So this is a halacha, as I just said, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, quoted by and explained by the Mishnah Berurah, and the Paiskim say another reason why you should have to check the tzitzis. Because there's a mitzvah to say that one may not wear a beged of dal knafos, one may not wear a beged of four corners without tzitzis. So if you're not going to check the tzitzis before you put on the beged, the tzitzis may be puzzled, and you will have ended up wearing a beged without dal knafos. So we have three reasons, even if we're going to agree with the Magen Avraham, that the Svara that our Gemara quotes, that there's a difference between a Roiv HaTali B'maisa and a Roiv that's not Tali B'maisa, and not agree with the Bach, and say that that concept doesn't make sense to say when we speak about Chazaka, there's still three good reasons to have to check your tzitzis before you put on the beged. One is because there's an issue of a Bracha HaTala. Number two, because this is a chazaka osi lishtanos. This is a chazaka that could easily change. The reason it could easily change is because if you get your tzitzis caught somewhere, they become puzzle. And the third reason is because we're concerned that you're going to be over a mitzvah saseh if you wear the tzitzis without, if you wear a beged of dalek knafos without tzitzis. So the Paiskim discuss the halacha lemaisa around this halacha. The halacha lemaisa, the Paiskim say, the Mishnah Berurah says that the main reason we check the tzitzis is because of the bracha. The main reason is because of the bracha of Atalah, and therefore, when we got making a bracha, as I said before, you need not check the tzitzis. Moreover, the Shar Mitzvah Balocha in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tes Sif Katan Yud, says that if you live in a time and a place where the tzitzis don't typically get torn, so then it becomes a situation of a miyuta the miyuta, and you need not check your tzitzis. And I saw that so was the opinion of the Chazon Ish, and so was the opinion of the of Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in Chelik Chavadas, Shalos Hatshuvos Chavadas, Chelik Vav, Simon Aleph, that we could rely on the Cheskas Kashrus of the tzitzis.